Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, welcome to the Instant Match Reaction. Norwich City 0, Liverpool 3. I'm Paul Machin. Chris Pajak joins me, smiling Chrissy P. Lovely. Just a lovely game of football from Liverpool, pretty much from start to finish.
Yeah, it was. It was so professional, wasn't it? It's just, you went about your business. You knew it was going to be a tough first 10, 15, 20 minutes or so because of the crowd, because they're back in the Premier League, because of everything that surrounded it, pandemic, all that shite. And you know it's going to be hard. So you got James Milner in there, you got leaders, you got Virgil van Dijk back, and we just clawed our way into the game first 15, 20 minutes. And then from there, it was plain sailing for us, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It was. You know, we've been talking pre-match about how this notion that last season just didn't happen. You know, like you could just go, well, there were no lingering after effects. Exactly. Low lingering after effects because Virgil's back. And Gomez is back, and Matip's back, and etc. And go through the extensive list of people who might not have been back through the injuries and what have you. But you know, you don't know that adds up to them being back to playing the way that they were playing prior to all of that. And it's worth reminding. We forget because of that catastrophic January, February, in particular. Like I stood by this all season long, and I sounded increasingly stupid saying it to the point where I had to kind of stop saying it. Was that I was convinced we were going to walk the league last season because of the way we started. You know, we got into that December period even without Virgil and Joe, and Matip just about clinging together, and with Fabinho at the back and all that. We still had just about enough. I thought we'd be all right, and then obviously everything that went wrong. It feels like we're, and it's early. But it feels like this is just like this team just went, like they woke, like in Dallas where they just, like, it was all a dream. Like just the guy who's died, they've just woken up and there's the guy who died, he's in the shower and everything's fine. That's what today felt like. Like this team hasn't skipped a beat. Like it hasn't been through hell.
No, and for me, the guy that sort of makes me think that is Robertson was missing today. And he should have been a big miss. Mm-hmm. But this team now is so used to players going down around them that they can sort of get by.
Yeah.
And Costas comes in and puts in a great performance first half. And it really was a very, very good performance first half. It was a good performance all told. Tired, of course. We'll discuss that, I'm sure. But, you know, when you got Virgil, you got Matip, there just seemed to be an assuredness running throughout the side,
yeah,
that there was no need to panic at any point during the game. And the midfield played really well. And it's not going to be a midfield performance that you think about because there was no goals or assists from the middle of the park.
Mm-hmm.
But they made sure that everyone else could do their job and they did their jobs individually. And that's brilliant, mate. That's what you need from a midfield. You shouldn't notice Liverpool's midfield. When we're winning the league, you don't notice Liverpool's midfield.
The thing is, in doing what you said there is spot on. But actually, the Shimikas stuff, it's like we've overlooked the fact that Liverpool bought a man last season in case Andy Robertson got injured.
Yeah.
And they bought a lad who possessed a lot of his skills so that we didn't have to like shoehorn
a corner
midfielder.
Taker as well, by the way.
But quite possibly, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And Robbo's a good corner taker.
Yeah. But his crossing was brilliant today. You're right, he was doing all the right things, getting into all the right positions. And I've been so impressed by him in pre-season. And I thought he carried that on. And this is the point, is that this is where we talk about the people, we've been critical of the transfers and blah, blah, blah. And I know this, the like a new signing thing, causes eye roll, but he is, you know, he's barely kicked the ball. And I know that because that didn't happen, it means people haven't developed an effect. People don't know anything about Shimikas at all. They don't even consider him, and most people would have just gone, well, I didn't play, there we go, he's just someone I'd make, yeah, he's crap, and I'll just make money off him, you know, we'll sell him on and do whatever and get a new one in and then blood them in for 6 months and take. That's credit to Liverpool, to way Liverpool have managed. They spent what, £13 million on him? You know, when we were really struggling to get the money together in COVID to buy the players that we needed to do, we spent that, and it looked stupid at the time. but doesn't look stupid now because we've got a lad who allowed us to play our way of football.
Yeah, and look, it's why Nico Williams is probably right now still at the football club, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's why we have constant talks about Joe Gomez being a right back, because we know he can do the job, but he can't do the job, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. He's doing the job the same.
He can play a defender right, yeah, but he's not what Trent will be. Kostas has got the same, he might not be at the level that Andy Robertson's at, but he's the same type of player. You're going to get exactly the same type of game out of him.
Yeah.
It's why I'd rather see a Nico Williams there than maybe a Joe Gomez, to be honest mm-hmm. with you. And now people might question whether he's good enough. Yeah, I understand that. I understand those questions and those worries about whether he's good enough and maybe the right temperaments and stuff like that.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. He's a better fit for what this team need, Nico, than Joe Gomez is at right back, for example.
So you're right, because like, I remember, I think, does Gomez play... This Gomez played right back in the new camp. He might do, but the point is, we used to play Gomez in those big games, and it was because the idea was you come up against a certain type of opposition where you needed a more solid right back, and you needed Trent for different types of games. And then there became a point that Trent was so good
you couldn't take him out.
You need him for every. There wasn't the type of game that you didn't need Trent for because he's so good. But we've had it where James Milner is effectively been our backup fullback for both sides now for a couple of years, and he does a sterling job there. But he doesn't. He hasn't got the pace. He's right-footed, so he can play left back, but he has to fundamentally change how we play.
Kostas Tsimikas, not going to be on Mane either.
No. Kostas Tsimikas just come in and just done it, and it reminded me of when Jota started coming into the side last season, where he's not as good as Mane, Firmino, or Salah. He's not. He's just not. The three of those are all world class in their own different ways. But what he is he's good enough to be in that conversation. Mm-hmm. He's good enough that you can take any one of them lads out at any given week, and he can start in place of any one of those lads. And moreover, what we had, I think it was when he scored his first goal. And I can't even remember the game last season, but he comes in and I think he comes in for Mane with like 20 minutes or something left to go. It might be Arsenal, and we just carry on. There's no drop in quality. It's not like we have to change formation or change style on something. And all of a sudden, those passing movements that have been working really well for 70 minutes have to completely change. We just carry on doing the same thing. And that's exactly what Kostas is. And you made the point about him. He does tire. Klopp mentioned it in his post-match. He said it like he played really well for 80 and then said it's like he got unplugged. And I agree. Completely agree with that.
The mistakes started to come in as well, didn't they, because he was tired.
But the point is that, it is what it is, isn't it? He's...
Well, he hasn't played footy for a year and a half.
Yeah. But it goes to show, doesn't it? There's a different level. To do Andy Robertson's job, you've got to be superhuman. There's levels to pre-season, there's levels to training, but there's nothing quite like playing competitive football to show it, because he's had to switch on at all levels, new environments. And it sounds daft, but it's one thing. Have you had this recently where you've gone back into a bigger environment, you know, haven't been sheltered for a year and a half? I had this when we went back to the Palace game, last game of the season, and I was exhausted for it, even though we were actually quite removed from a lot of the noise, because just being around a lot of noise and all that is well more draining when you've not had it. It sounds a stupid thing, but the point is the Kostas, this was effectively, for me, it's almost like his debut in a massive environment, massive situation with loads of pressure on. And I just genuinely thought he excelled. The midfield I thought was fine. I thought Naby Keita had a good game. Ox was probably the least of them, but again, we didn't have a defensive midfielder on the pitch. I thought for a team that didn't have a DM on the pitch for, what, 60 minutes, 70 minutes or whatever?
61, I think.
So they showed no real signs of that, which is a testament to the graph that those three lads are putting in there. The front three, I mean...
But those, that, I can't remember who was on at the time, but I think it might have been Ox. No, I think it was Naby Keita. You mentioned it in commentary. I mentioned it on the player ratings. We pushed up, we started pressing a little bit higher when Fabinho comes on the pitch. That's really noticeable.
Yeah.
And that's when we saw more of what we're going to see, I think, moving forward. I think they did play within themselves a little bit because they knew they had James Milner behind them. So they weren't, you know, I used the phrase, you know, they had to curb their enthusiasm to go forwards. Mm-hmm. But I think we started to see Keita getting a little bit further forward, putting a little bit more pressure on Norwich. And I think it was a subtle tactical tweak as well by Jürgen to make sure that Billy Gilmore didn't have the ball as much, make sure it's harder for them to play it out, because they were doing it quite well, Norwich, at times. Mm-hmm. So it was quite a professional performance. I mentioned that earlier on, and it was really important that those lads got the game by the scruff of the neck in the second half, certainly when it's 1-0 and you don't want the crowd to then come back into the game. Yeah. That's a really dangerous point at 1-0, you know, away from home. Game of the season.
I think you're right. I think it was more tangibly obvious when Fabinho come on, but it was a clear shift in the second half in general that they just started, they were prepared for that. The game plan was to go and put it on Norwich's toes a little bit more and make them, you know, just again, we said this is it's like we've just jumped back to the title winning season. That's how we played these games. No rush, no fuss.
90 minutes.
So don't go and empty the tank in the first 45, which is what we used to do in 70. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But that's what we used to do. If you remember, in 16-17 and 17-18, we did. And we would collapse in the last 10 minutes. I mean, Man City, I think we beat them 3-2, didn't we, in the league? Or maybe more. But they scored a couple of late goals in that because we were just done. We'd given everything to that match. The last two seasons, I mean, and the best part of last season, we didn't really do that anymore because this side actually knows how to control itself. It's got a great understanding of how long a football match is and how to compose itself through it. You use the word professional. What I liked about the front three and four, really, you know, obviously including Jota, was that professional temperament. Maybe it's a bit more playful than normal, but also it reminded me of peak Barcelona. Of, you know, when you saw Messi, Neymar and Suarez and they were just setting each other up because they were taking the piss because they're so good and there's no, like, I have to be the one to go and do it. There's that trust of, I'm going to let you in because I know it's going to come back to me. Mane fell foul a little bit of that because they tried everything in their power to try and get a goal. Mo basically gave up a one-on-one to try and play Mane in. And all this talk about us being, you know, I've had these comments for the last couple of weeks. It's like, are you worried about Liverpool's finishing? Because they've been missing chances in pre-season. And a couple of people have just replied, no. I'm not engaging anymore on that. No. And okay, it's Norwich. So we'll play better teams. But it feels like we've got four really good lads to play really good positions.
I look at some of the interplay that we had at times during that game. You know, the one for Bobby Firmino's goal, the play to lead up to that is absolutely super. That costs any team apart, doesn't matter if it's Norwich.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, for me, the difference between someone at the bottom of the league and someone at the top is massive. But the difference between someone at the bottom of the league and some of the mid-table sides, it's not that much. Mm-hmm. There's not that much difference between them. It's the world-class players in the bigger teams that you've got to worry about. They're the ones that can hurt you at any point. That's what Liverpool can do to any side in the league. If Liverpool play that sort of a movement, Mane normally maybe finishes it off. No one's stopping that because that's just the game state. That's where all the players are well-trained. They know where they're supposed to be. And Salah's run does that to any team. Salah's run does that to Diaz, you know what I mean? And it's going to free up Mane. So for me, yes, you've got to temper it with it is Norwich, but it's still a good performance. You can only beat who's in front of you. Liverpool worked their way into that game and deserved the 3-0 win.
You said it pretty much as well. The other two newly promoted sides win home games, their crowds get everything, got all kinds of stuff going for them. We've seen it, like Man United under pressure against Leeds and they're absolutely flourishing in front of a crowd. And I had a little moment where I was thinking, and I've been saying this in the build up to this week, of like that's a big thing to play into their hands in a game. It goes back to this professional thing. And the good thing is we scored three goals and we maybe could have scored more, which is the good thing. Which is the good thing about it, because professional can sometimes just be a 1-0 win. And that this side got very good at winning games 1-0 when we won the title. But we were professional but also entertained at the same time, which is the best of both worlds. I'm not asked about the entertaining thing. I know some people are because they need it. I just need us to win 3 points. I just need us to win games. And that the fact that there was a real potential banana peel there with all the things going on around the footy, you know, again, particularly the return to fans. We made a point of having the sound on a little bit on the game, which we never had to do while we've been doing the watch-alongs before. And you could hear it. You could hear key moments in the game where their crowd are, like, on it. And you go, God, it realises, you mentioned game state before, that's a situation that needs to be handled. But, of course, it's muscle memory for this Liverpool team. You know, I talked about on the fan reaction show earlier. People rate Man City as the favourites of the league because they're full of world class players and they've done it. Well, Liverpool the same, and Chelsea haven't won the Champions League will be in that contention as well. But there'll be loads of teams who start really brightly in this season and everyone will get totally lost in them. But most of them
every year. Yeah. Aston Villa last year, classic example.
Title races are always between two teams. there's never really a three-team title race. And whenever you think it is, when you go back and look at it, you're probably remembering something from January or February, which doesn't count as a title race. I will die on this hill. Title races, you're not in a title race unless you can win the title from in the last 10 games of the season, is my take. So this all happened, but Liverpool have got, again, they've got it to fall back on. There's nothing, this side isn't lacking. There's nothing this squad actually lacks, you know, or sides. You know, we've got, if we had another injury crisis, that's notwithstanding, but they've done it, they're full of winners, and this was just a sign. We won't even be talking about this game in a few weeks' time, and we've just won 3-0 really comfortably.
I think...
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm going back to the sort of top of this point, you're talking about the front three, front four even. I think there was something where I think they all wanted to score. I think that was why they wanted Mane to get a goal.
Yeah.
So that they could come off and go, Firmino, Jota, Salah and Mane all get a goal.
Yeah.
I think that would have been nice for them. And I also think, and I don't know whether I'm right to say this, because it says something about Salah that maybe I don't agree with 100%. But I think there might have been a point last season where he was trying to win that golden boot, mm-hmm. because that's all there was there to play for.
Yeah.
And I just wonder whether he's thinking, if we fucking win the league, I'm winning the golden boot anyway.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I'm gonna get, it's like, he's going to get a goal again.
There's more important things than the golden boot. Yeah. And at this stage of the season, when everything's to play for, getting a fucking big win under your belt is much better for you. And there's plenty of other games. And what you give, you get back in this side.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that Salah's always known. I'm not saying he's greedy. Like, I'm not meaning to point the finger at Salah and say that's all he's out for. It's not.
No.
But the Premier League is a bigger fucking win than a golden boot. And right now we're playing for the Premier League.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Because when people talk about Liverpool's wastefulness in front of goal, look, they don't. I mean, Salah is this, but we always seem to think he's
like
not.
It.
Exactly. He doesn't look like Torres or Owen or Fowler or, you mentioned, Henry or Van Nistelrooy or Shearer or whatever. But he is. But he actually is, in terms of his output.
Better than a lot of them.
Yeah, he's better than most of them. But the thing is the way Liverpool play, and this was something that you'll never have to put your truly measure, but it was something that was lost. In fact, there was a chart someone put out today about like the effect of fans, and it was the points per game of with fans and without fans. And Liverpool, the negative swing was the biggest of all the big teams in the Premier League, obviously. Because the way Liverpool play is as a team, and they crush the life out of you. They build up and they build up and they build up, and they build this atmosphere in the football match and in the stadium, and they silence the crowd, and their crowd goes quiet, and what happens? Our crowd comes up the other side in a ways, and in Anfield our noise just gets louder and louder and louder and louder. And it means that a missed chance isn't a negative. You're just putting the shits up the opponents more. Whereas in no fans football, a missed chance is seen as a positive. Particularly if you're playing park the bus footy, you actually get it. It's actually something that gets in your own head much more easier.
Embolden your corner as a defensive side.
Whereas and the way they played today felt like they were totally bought back into who they are, what they are, and the environment in which they best thrive in football. That I might not have scored this, but my chance, we create loads of chances, so it's been fine. The confidence, you can see it. And I saw another great tweet about all this. I don't like addressing the negativity too much, because I think we have to hold ourselves to at the highest esteem that we possibly can and set an example. I don't feel the negativity, so I see no reason to you know what I mean, to like to pretend I feel it just for the sake of placating some people's feelings or whatever at times. But like, Jurgen Klopp's fucking made up with this team. He doesn't, people always try to think he's got a hidden agenda. He's just not that kind of guy.
He wears his heart on his sleeve.
Exactly.
You know, if he's fuming.
So he's talking about how good, when he talks about how good the squad is, it's because he believes it. When he talks about how good the players are, and he talks about all these things, he genuinely, when he talks about the health and the good of football in general, people go, oh, he's putting Liverpool fit. He's not. He genuinely gives a shit about the health of football and the good of general football. Like, as if it's just the person he is. He's sound. He's made up. The people who, you know, there's meant to be some sort of mad crisis or problem, and there just isn't. It's just a fabrication. And that's what you look at the players, you know, look at the players on the pitch and look how happy they are and look how good the football are playing and look how happy the manager is and look at them fans in the stands today. The away fans who have had it hardest. I said this before. Some people, the aways are their Liverpool life, and they haven't had even, they've come nowhere near that for the best part of 2 years. Just boss. I was confident anyway, and that was just the most assured way for them to pay back that, or to demonstrate my confidence. The next couple of games before the international break is going to be fascinating.
Yeah, I can't wait for it, mate. You're already almost looking ahead to that Chelsea game, thinking, all right, okay.
I'm excited for Burnley because everyone thinks it's going to be a nightmare because they really gave us problems last season. But also, I think we figured that out. I think we cracked that, how you beat low block sides, low key, without people getting onto it because we were too busy with Alisson headers and all that kind of stuff. I think we've got a handle on that. I think we had Burnley for years prior to that. Again, which is forgotten. I'm excited for Burnley first and foremost, because I think we'll do to Ben.
Yeah,
which most importantly. But yeah, I'm going to be back in my seat. The Anfield's going to be full. We're going to potentially have Henderson and Thiago to add into the mix to that team. Fabinho fully fit. Firmino fully fit. Virgil even fitter.
Lovely.
All the best, Premier
Lovely.
League.
Lovely.
All the best. Right, yes, thank you so much for joining us for the Instant Match Reaction. That was absolutely lovely. We mentioned it actually, the records that were set. Mo Salah, first player to score in the first match of 5 successive Premier League seasons. Unreal. And from Emma Sanders, said this, Mohamed Salah on 98 goals has moved outright second in the leading Premier League scorers from Africa, 6 behind Didier Drogba's record of 104. Well, that's getting smashed this season. There you go. We'll be back. Plenty more
Please.
From us.
I couldn't go through a dry spell like seven in a season, 5 in a season or something.
Yeah. The Final Word Show is Monday morning. If you're a YouTube member, a cult hero, or wonder kid, then that is a bonus show for you guys, streaming live to YouTube. Other than that, all of our content, every piece of content that we make and all the extra bonus shows and documentaries, features, interviews, streams on the redmentv.com. If you like what we do, if you like Liverpool content, you want a Liverpool streaming service, we've got you covered with that. Or if you just want to support Redmen TV, some really easy ways. YouTube's a very easy way to do it, of course, but the best way to do that is to sign up to the redmentv.com because it's ours. We own the platform and it means YouTube don't rinse us, which is great. Anyway, we'll be back. Hope to see it all there. Have a wonderful evening. Enjoy match of the day. And we'll be back in the week. Ta-da. Hey everyone, our brand new book has landed. Hendo 10 Years a Red Premium Collector's Edition, the definitive Jordan Henderson collection in A4 size, 200 pages, full colour, incredible insight, in-depth knowledge and the stories of his rise from a young boy in Sunderland all the way through their academy to the Premier League, taking the captain's armband, becoming the captain and leading Liverpool to be champions of everything and beyond as well. It's got his greatest moments season on season, some incredible, unique, phenomenal custom artwork from some of the best Liverpool artists on the scene, incredible high definition photos of his best moments as well. It is an incredible Jordan Henderson collection and it fits right in your hands just about. It is a behemoth of a book. It is incredible and it is available right now. You can get it and you can learn more about the Liverpool skipper from the people who are closest to him on that journey. Friends, family, coaches, players and managers. Yes, it is Hendo 10 Years of Red and it is available right now on redmenmerch.com. Get involved.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.